This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 149. For Thursday, October 19th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts were mixed on Thursday after making significant gains earlier in the week. The January canola contract is up $1.10 at $5.70.60 per ton. The March contract is up 20 cents at $5.70.10 per ton. Losses in comparable vegetable oils have kept pressure on canola values. Nearby Chicago soy oil contracts were down by about a tenth of a cent, taking back some of the considerable gains made earlier in the week. Weakness in the Canadian dollar prevented further losses for canola, as the loonie was around 76.3 U.S. cents in early morning activity. Weekly jobless claims in the U.S. were unexpectedly higher last week, according to the country's Labor Department. Rising COVID-19 cases were reportedly causing businesses to close and forcing layoffs. Benchmark crude oil prices were slightly lower Thursday morning, with a surge of COVID-19 cases and tighter pandemic restrictions weighing on values. Lingering market optimism towards a COVID-19 vaccine and the possibility of OPEC extending production cuts provided support to crude oil. The Chicago soy complex was slightly weaker on Thursday morning, taking back some gains made earlier in the week. In the weekly USDA export sales report, analysts expect soybean sales to range from 22 million to 44 million bushels. Analysts also predict soy meal will fall between 100,000 and 300,000 metric tons last week, with soy oil sales coming in between 8,000 and 40,000 tons. The January soybean contract is down 5 cents at $11.70 per bushel. December soy oil is down by about a quarter of a cent at 38.2 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is down $4 at $391 per hundredweight. Corn futures were also lower on Thursday. Recent data from the Energy Information Administration showed U.S. ethanol production was around 977,000 barrels per day last week, nearing March levels of 1 million barrels per day. The December corn contract is down 5 cents at $4.20 per bushel. Wheat futures are mixed this morning. The USDA weekly export report is expected to show wheat sales ranging between 9.2 million and 18.4 million bushels for the week ending November 12th. Jordan has issued a new tender to purchase 4.4 million bushels of milling wheat from optional origins. Chicago December is down a fraction of a cent at $5.98. Kansas City December is down 2.5 cents at $5.55. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up a cent in the December contract at $5.51. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, November 19th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.